senior officer of the Royal Bahamas Police Force is currently being investigated by the Complaints and Corruption Branch. However, Deputy Commissioner of Police Quinn McCartney says reports that he was accused of raping a female police officer are false. It had previously been reported that a senior officer was accused of rape and placed on administrative leave. McCartney called those allegations baseless. The deputy commissioner would not reveal what that senior officer is being investigated for. However, he did say it's not rape.
Notwithstanding, I wish to say that the Complaints and Corruption Unit is investigating allegations that were recently brought to attention that involve a senior police officer. In an effort not to prejudice the ongoing inquiries, it is the position of the police force that no further comments will be made publicly beyond this point.
McCartney assured the public that all cases before the branch will be thoroughly investigated, regardless of the officer's rank.
The Police Disciplinary Regulations and the Police Force Act clearly outlines what should happen. On conclusion of the investigations, if we believe is sufficient evidence to put that officer before the criminal courts, the officer will be placed before the criminal courts. If there is sufficient information to place the officer before the Police Disciplinary Tribunal, which is our internal mechanism for dealing with complaints, it'll go before the Disciplinary Tribunal. So again, it depends on what the investigations are. As the officer in charge of discipline, I will review the file, and certainly if it's a matter that needs to go to the criminal courts, I will so advise the commissioner or ask the commissioner for his concurrence to put the officer before the criminal courts.
The deputy commissioner told reporters there are quite a number of cases currently before the Police Disciplinary Tribunal and the Complaints and Corruption Branch. However, he said, as far as he is aware, none of those complaints were filed by a female officer. Vonique Toot, Guardian News Network.